Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Tuesday morning, September the 13th, 2011. Having some coffee here this morning, and I was glancing at some notes this past weekend. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina for a business conference, and our guest speaker was Andy Andrews. Now, as you know, on the blog here, I've done some podcasts with Andy's Seven Decisions, so it was a treat to actually see him in person, and he did a great presentation. And I thought I'd give you a few highlights of his presentation. You know, one of the things he said was, why do we tell young children, you can do anything? But then, someone gets to be around 25, 30 years old, we tell them, hey, don't get your hopes up. You know, you need to be realistic here. Well, you know, he talked about choices, talked a lot about choices. And, you know, we all make choices, right? The choices that we make determine where our lives will end up. And that's absolutely true. And by making better choices, instead of blaming, hello, we'll arrive at a much better place. And that not only gives us hope, it also gives us control of our own lives. And you and I both know that our God is a God of hope. Of course, the greatest hope is the return of Jesus Christ. But until Christ comes back, he's still a God of hope. And God wants us to have hope. And he also wants us to be in control of our lives. Andy talked about how important our actions are. Good things happen to you not because of how you feel, but because of how you act. And people do great things because of how they act when life is not fair. And those people are called leaders. Boy, you know, I don't know how many times as my children were growing up, I kept reminding them, life is not fair. You know, as Andy was speaking, I thought about how important our thoughts are as well. I mean, after all, if our actions are very important, and they are, they came from our choices, which came from our thoughts. And we choose what thoughts we think. But as that light bulb was going off in my head, Andy continued talking about who we associate with and putting the right stuff into our brains. In other words, who we hang out with and what we read or listen to. Very important. And then he brought up something interesting. I'm glancing at my notes here, but almost every parent is concerned with who their children associate with, right? Now, I'm a parent. If you're a parent, then you know that's true, right? But is that still important for adults as well? I mean, is there a cutoff age? You know, the Bible certainly doesn't give an age when who we associate with no longer matters, does it? Well, he went on and talked about how it was important what we put in our heads to gain wisdom. And of course, for me, the greatest source for wisdom is the Bible. And after that, I like to read about real people and real events. You know, there I look for and find great principles of truth in application, you know, that real people experienced, and that inspires me. And it also puts into my mind possibilities. And so if I can loosely tie some of this together, one of the big points of his presentation was to ask us what we wanted in life. What was it that would make you do something you maybe didn't necessarily want to do so that you could get the results that you wanted? Now, I've known for a long time, and you probably know too, people change from the inside out. And we both, I'm sure, are aware that nothing really ever changes in our lives until we take some action. You know, we can't just keep doing the same things over and over if we want to see change. And you know, in these days that we're living in, when so much is so very far out of our control, we ought to take control of that which is so very close to our control. We can change the thoughts we allow in our minds. We can decide the input we allow into our minds and the close associations that we keep. We really can control the choices we make. They're in our control. And we can control the actions we take as well. And we can remember that good things happen not because of how we feel, but because of how we act. And you know something? That's why everything you do matters. Everything you do has an impact on your life, one way or another. And it not only affects you, but it affects those around you, which in turn affects those around them. And so if we really want to be lights in the days that we live in, let's start by making a decision to love more freely. That's a choice, isn't it? Because, you know, I'll tell you something. The love of God is the most powerful force in the world. The Bible says it's greater than faith and hope. Start by accepting God's love and forgiveness to you, and then love yourself. God loves you. Why don't you love yourself? And then make it a habit to love everyone you come in contact with. It might only be a smile or a kind word, but love everybody. Love everyone you come in contact with. You know, I can't remember this past weekend someone said it, but they said, why not treat everyone as if they were the greatest person on earth? Wow. Oh, there's a goal, huh? Okay, I better stop before I get into the highlights of the whole weekend. I just wanted to give you some highlights from Andy's presentation. Hope you liked it. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have any comments, go ahead and type them in down below. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.